prepared to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
There is lots of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do
and end it with
one winner, 1,000,000 naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm. Again, ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's the I Beg to Differ round of 16. Yes, the round of 16 has entered its fourth and final day. Tuesday and Monday, all glorious showings from these children. Today we have three debates to pick our last three water finalists. All these students are competing for a 1,000,000 naira grand prize. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. ULesson is our prize sponsor. ULesson is a learning app for kids in primary and secondary school. It gives them access to video lessons in all subjects in the curriculum, as well as quizzes and practice exams. You already know the winner gets 1,000,000 naira, but that's not the only prize that is up for grabs. Obiwizi.com is going to provide prizes for the top three finishers. And all our semi-finalists, some of our semi-finalists will walk away with a tablet from RLG. RLG is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer based in Ilesha. So if you're looking for someone who's going to provide affordable like computers, laptops, that sort of thing for your students at school, you want to buy them in bulk, RLG is the person to look out for. And then let's meet our debaters. We've got four gifted debaters in the studio. They are about to go head to head. The two winners will return next week for the quarterfinals. So now let's debate. I always look forward to this. Don't forget, Lagos, we are streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming on YouTube. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Share your thoughts there with us as we go along. Let me introduce the contestants in our first debate. Our first debater is our number 14 seed. She's 15 years old. She's in SS2 at Ifako Comprehensive Senior High School, Bagada. Her name is Promise Mesoma Chukwuoji. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
We also have joining us our number three seed. He's a 15-year-old SS2 student, also at the African Church Model College. Well, there's no also there. He's just at the African Church Model College. David Chukwuemeka Edwards, good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Welcome to I Beg to Differ. The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. And then you will each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round. Now, in that rebuttal round, you'll have an opportunity to address the points that your opponent made during the presentation round. So during the presentation round, you are encouraged to take as many notes as possible so that you can assault the points of your opponent. Remember, this is not the playoffs. The clock is the clock. This is the main event. It means that there's no do-overs if you make an error. Just keep going. Our panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you lots of points for style. Number of opponents' points addressed will earn you points in the rebuttal round. The strength of your rebuttal of each point will help you win or lose. If your scores are tied, there'll be a tiebreaker round. Most of my debaters don't like going to tiebreaker round. Some of them do. They love it. But if there is a tie, there'll be a tiebreaker round. You switch sides. You'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points you made earlier. We've got two pieces of paper in my hand. Let's let Lady Luck decide who will oppose and who will support. Now, both of you already know your topic. Presidents and governors should have the right to pardon. Yes? All right, David, you go first. And then Promise going next. Who's opposing and who's supporting?
I'm supporting.
Ah, all right. We've got David, who is a student at the African Church Model College, David Chukwuemeka Edwards, supporting that presidents and governors should have the right to pardon. He's 15 years old. He's in SS2. And his opponent, Promise, is opposing that presidents and governors should have the right to pardon. Lady and gentlemen, good luck. May the best debater win. Mr. Edwards, your 3 minutes start now.
Pardons were written to the Constitution as a safeguard against judicial decisions deemed too harsh or unjust. If even the Constitution recognizes mercy, who are we to contest? Good day, my honorable adjudicators, my distinguished moderator, Ms. Andres Kersley, my lovely co-debater, and esteemed Nigerians listening from all over the globe. My name is David Edwards from the African Church Model College, and I humbly sit here today to support the motion that presidents and governors should have the right to pardon. Section 175 and 212 of the 1999 Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria grants the President and the Governor the right to grant pardons, to remit or commute any person convicted of any offence under the Act of the National Assembly. There must be an end to litigation granted. But what then happens when a person is wrongfully convicted and accused for a crime he or she so evidently did not commit, or perhaps a case whereby incontrovertible evidence that should have exonerated a person from criminal charges arises after the Supreme Court has pronounced a damning sentence on this person. The only recuse to justice for such an individual is the power of pardon. This first point of mine debuts my debate today, stating the power of pardon should be possessed by the president and the governor because it is a vital safeguard against unjust convictions and sentences deemed out of proportion. The genesis of the abuse of power of pardon does in fact not lie at the table of the president or the governor, but at the gavel of a judge who may abuse his or authority based on underlying factors between he or she and the accused person. The corruption and the arbitrariness of the judiciary is more endemic than the pandemic. This sums up my point, stating the president and the governors possessing the power of pardon safeguards, inspects, and curtails the use of judicial authority. I believe that the prerogative of mercy, also known as the power of pardon, doesn't just exist as an exhibition of executive power authorized by the Constitution. I believe it is a sign, a symbol, a representation of the supremacy, but equity and justice of the Constitution. Wherever judicial corruption or injustice exists as it is, the power of pardon is there to curtail the arbitrary use of judicial power. We can therefore say that the power of pardon is a representation of the supremacy and integrity of the Constitution. I believe that the prerogative of mercy wasn't just embedded into the Constitution to relieve convicts of their criminal charges, but to relieve victims, wrongdoers, we as citizens, from the harmful effects of resentment, either caused by anger, vindictiveness, or vengeance, by either the disapproval or disagreement with the outcome of a court verdict. The power of pardon allows us to move forward from whatever it is that has happened. We can say that it is a tool of moral instruction and an instruction telling us to do better as a society by engaging in new ways, preventing...
Thank you. And well done. Good job. He's 14 years old. He's in SS2. He's our number 3 seed. He's a student at the African Church Model College. And his name is David Chukwuemeka Edwards, and he just supported that presidents and governors should have the right to pardon. His opposer is 15 as well. She's in SS2. She's our number 14 seed from Ifako Comprehensive Senior High School. Promise Mesoma Chukwuoji, your 3 minutes start now.
Good day, my majority, panel of judges, secretary timekeeper, co-debater, and my ever attentive audience. My name is Chukwuoji Promise, a student of Ifako Senior High School, and I'm here to oppose the motion which says president and governors should have the right to pardon. President and governors having the right to pardon means friends, relatives, supporters, and anybody in the good book of the president or governor can get away with their crime, even after conviction. Also, thieves can gang up and sponsor presidents and governors to become and scandal and sponsor candidates to become presidents and governors, and then whosoever is their gang member in prison or whenever they get caught, they happen to get away with their crimes. Also, our country and we tend to lose money at we are at the risk of wastage of funds because the EFCCs, the anti-craft agencies, the judges are okay. The president and governors encourages corruption when they tend to say they are fighting corruption, and yet they pardon people who are convicted and they are found guilty of the crime they committed. Also, the Constitution makes it the duty of the government to abolish corrupt practices and abuse of power. Why then is people like Chief Olusegun Obasanjo, Governor Dare and Governor Onyame, who were convicted for corruption and misappropriation of funds while in office, people like Mark Rich, convicted with 65 criminal charges, like tax evasion, illegal oil deals with Iran. Why then are they pardoned? When the Constitution gives us the right, gives the presidents and the governors the right to abolish corrupt practices. Also, the anti-craft agencies, their morale to work are dampened due to the pardoning of convicted criminals after spending hours and days trying to catch a criminal, and then the president and governor wakes up one morning and then pardons those people. I believe with these few points of mine, I've been able to convince you that no, the president and governor should not have the right to pardon. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Right on time. Great work. Promise Mesoma Chukwuoji is in SS2 at Ifako Comprehensive Senior High School. That's in Bagada. She's 15 years old. She's our number 14 seed, and her opponent supports that presidents and governors should have the right to pardon. His name is David Chukwuemeka Edwards. He's 15 years old in SS2. He's a student at the African Church Model College. All right, it's time for the rebuttal round. We're going to do this very quickly so that we can move on to the next set of debaters. So we're going to dive right into the rebuttal rounds. For this next round, we're going to start with the motion opposer. Promise, your 2 minutes start now.
Thank you. My opponent just stated that the right of the president and governor to pardon is a constitutional right. Well, as for it being a constitutional right does not state that it is right, because the president, the abuse of the presidential and governor and gubernatorial power and power to pardon is getting high these days, and which makes me to conclude that no, it's not the right thing to do. And also, you mentioned it serves as checks and balances on the judiciary. The abuse of the power, I wouldn't say serves as a check and balance on the judiciary. Why? Because you're just putting their morale down, and you're just capturing the way our society is. I believe with these few points, I've been able to reboot your point that no, the president and governors do not have the right to pardon. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. You had one whole minute left. All right. Lagos, if you just tuned in, this is I Beg to Differ on Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Up next is a supporter of the motion, presidents and governors should have the right to pardon, David Chukwuemeka Edwards. Your 2 minutes start now.
Thank you, Ms. Sandra Ezekwesili, for giving me the opportunity to address my opponent's point. Before I begin on addressing her point, I would like to point out and correct a statement she said I made. I didn't only say that the power of pardon was a constitutional right. I said it was a constitutional right that represents integrity, not only the superiority, but the integrity. My opponent mentioned that the power of pardon allows the governors or whoever it is in power to get away with crime. Mm. Well, let me give a quote. It says, "It would be better to let every guilty person go free than let an innocent man be locked up." Aside the fact, letting people get away with crime, there's also the case of unjust convictions, people who are innocently locked up. You can't overlook the fact that people are getting away with crime and unjust. The power of pardon is to show mercy. Using punishment to inflict fear on people may not necessarily stop them from committing crime again, but showing that you are merciful allows them to reform themselves, like I said in my final point. My opponent said the power of pardon brings about a wastage in funds. Well, I wasn't quite clear on what exactly that meant, because I don't believe in, when it comes to the good things that come out from the powers of the government, there's a wastage. There's no wastage of fund when it comes to pardoning someone who was unjustly convicted. Now, you talked about how it dampens the workforce. Well, allowing the president and the governor to possess the power of pardon, it isn't dampening the workforce, it's putting everybody in place. When you talk about the checks and balances, if you say that the power of pardon is an obstruction between the separation of powers, it isn't. The power of pardon, the executive power, will always be an obstruction. Not an obstruction, but it will always interfere with all the three arms of government. The executive power is checks and balances... is checking what's happening in the judiciary, what's happening in the legislative. With all of these points noted, thank you.
Thank you very much. David Chukwuemeka Edwards there. All right. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Thank you again to our sponsors, U-Lesson. U-Lesson gives children access to video lessons in all subjects in their curriculum, as well as quizzes and practice exams. They also have a coding school for children who are interested in learning how to code. For everyone, really, who's interested in learning how to code. We also have, aside the 1 million naira that the winner gets, gifts from obiwizi.com, gifts from RLG Communications. It's a giving galore. And of course, we've got goodie bags that have already been given to the kids, courtesy Nigeria Info FM. Lagos will take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll find out if we have a winner or if we have a tie. If we have a tie, we'll go straight to tiebreaker round. If we don't have a tie, we will come back and find out who will join the rest of the gang next week for the quarterfinals. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
In November, it was Tamvita Kaushik.
Good day, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater. My name is Tamvita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
Good afternoon, moderator, honorary badge educator, school debater, viewers and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, bonafide student of Kingsley College.
Who will it be in May?
Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals prefer to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
Representatives of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do
and end it with
One winner, 1 million naira.
Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm. Again, ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm.
We're back. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 4:29 Lagos. We have a clear winner. If you just tuned in, you missed the debate between our 15th seed. Well, sorry, that's not our 15th seed. Apologies about that. So he's actually our 14th seed. She's our 14th seed, and he's our number 3 seed. And our first debater was Promise Meso Machukwoji, who opposed that presidents and governors should have the right to pardon. And our number 3 seed is 15-year-old David Chukwuemeka Edwards, who supported that presidents and governors should have the right to pardon. Both of them are 15 years old. They are in SS2. Promise is a student at Ifakwa Comprehensive Senior High School, and David is a student at the African Church Model College. Now, during the presentation round, David Chukwuemeka Edwards scored 22. Promise Mesoma Chukwuoji scored 28. For presentation style, David Chukwuemeka Edwards scored 17. Promise Mesoma Chukwuoji scored 11. In the rebuttal round, David scored 17. Promise scored 11. For rebuttal style, David scored 17, Promise scored 11. Thank you to both of you for a wonderful debate, but there can only be one winner. And so the debater moving on to the I Beg to Differ quarterfinal is David Chukwuemeka Edwards. Congratulations to you. Well done. We're going to send you an email by the end of tonight so that you can prepare for your next showing here. Take a good look at both of them. You're going to be facing one of them next week. Good job to you. Promise, you did so well. You were quite impressive. And I want you to remember that out of over 240 applicants, you were in the top 10%. So well done. Keep your chin up and keep working on your debate skills. And I will see you back here in the very next edition if you audition for us. Thank you again. Pick up your gifts from Nigeria Info and leave the studio. Lagos, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, let's meet our next set of debaters.